My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As the exclusive sponsor for our show, the law firm Condori and Murad will guide you and your family in the right direction, helping you to draft a will, setting up a trust, or creating a healthcare power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys. Go to kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them that we sent you to score a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Thanks to them for making the show possible. We're on the road today out at 1757 Golf Course, as you can see if you're watching the 106.7 The Fan YouTube stream. We will let you know who's getting sent home on Commander Survivor today and who's getting immunity for week two. Darris is tabulating all of your votes over at facebook.com/Grant and Danny. Right now. So we'll get to that in just a few minutes. We'll also get you ready for Nats baseball. Pregame is 13 minutes away. They've got the Braves in town at 6:45 tonight. So if you're making your way down to Nationals Park, should be a gorgeous night for baseball in the nation's capital. Danny, one of the biggest stories in football over the weekend and on Sunday had nothing to do with anything going on the field. It was that as fans were driving to the game, they were noticing next to the stadium on the ground wide receiver Tyreek Hill being cuffed by police officers. We have since now seen video come out of the arrest of Tyreek Hill based on the cameras that are being worn by the police officers who arrested him. And here is a snippet of the audio of what was a longer exchange between the wide receiver of the Miami Dolphins and the police officers. It starts with them going up and tapping on Tyreek Hill's window.
Why don't you have your seatbelt on? Why don't you have your seatbelt on?
My window like that.
Like what?
Why
do you have it on? Down, I'm gonna get you out of the car. As a matter of fact, get out of the car.
Give me that.
Mama. Get out of the car.
Give me that. We'll break that freaking window.
Get out of the car. Get out of the car right now. We're not playing this game. Get out.
Get out. Get out.
Get out.
Get out.
Get out.
Get out. Get out. What part of problem do you understand? Hey, Drew. Hey, Drew. I'm getting arrested, Drew. I'm getting arrested.
That was Hill talking to his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, who I guess was on the phone as it was put on the ground. Obviously not easy to listen to that. That's pretty dramatic and an awful situation for everyone involved, including Tyreek Hill, as you hear that audio here on 106.7 The Fan. But what we now know is that at least one of those officers was initially suspended. They're looking into this. The agent, Drew Rosenhaus, has come out and called for the firing of those police officers since. But you've seen the entire video now, or at least the 3.5 minutes or so that's relevant to the discourse. What are your thoughts?
So a couple things. Number one, thank goodness it didn't escalate much beyond that. thank goodness there's nothing, you know, nothing tragic here in terms of loss of life or serious injury or anything else. Number two, you know, there's nothing good here. Do you know what I mean? There's no real great positive to take out. If you have a preconceived notion, if you've got an agenda, or if you've got a worldview, you saw it there, right? In that specific case. And I don't like to ascribe larger things to, you know, to be able to champion some cause or some feeling that I've got in general about near anything. I don't like to take everything through a certain lens. I know watching that video, it makes my skin crawl. I don't quite understand how we got there, right? With everybody, I don't understand why the window went back up. That's never something that's intuitive to me. When an officer of the law tells me to do something, I don't get any kind of resistance there. In that regard, I also don't get the unbelievable escalation at for certain moments, whether it was the second guy or whoever. So I don't know all the names of everybody involved, but there's nothing about it that where I go, oh, that went fine. You know, and as the video progresses, you can see another player who's obviously concerned for their teammate coming up, and the officer's then, you know, yelling at this guy, berating him about his ID, and this, and I'm just going, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa, we're still a traffic stop, right? But, you know, I offer a more grace maybe than the average person. I have friends in law enforcement on multiple agencies, and nobody feels sorry for them. They sign up to do a really dangerous job. But with that, part and parcel, there are things that have to be done to make sure they're protected, the way that they approach a vehicle or enter a home or different things like that. They encounter danger way more often than a regular person is used to, and they sign up for that. I understand all that. But so, again, there's a lot to that. Not much makes you feel good about it is the way I would say it.
Yeah, I mean, so I think a lot of times with these situations, people want to pick a side. Who was wrong, the police officer or Tyreek Hill? Are you team the cops who arrested him or Tyreek Hill who says he was, you know, wrongfully cuffed and was treated poorly? So I think two things can be true. I think we need to work in the gray areas more often than we do in the country, generally. And I think nuance is not only the right way to approach big conversations, but is necessary. So people will hear whatever they want to. I've got two thoughts here. The first thought is I thought that the police officer, after watching this, absolutely was unnecessarily way over the top and overzealous. And I thought that a calmer demeanor and a better tact, if you will, same way I would say with a doctor or a nurse or something, like some bedside manner would be nice in this situation. Somebody who is dealing with someone who just got pulled over, I think sometimes, like you said the right thing. We forget that cops are dealing with bad guys all day long, mm-hmm. a lot of the time, or criminals, or they feel like they are constantly, their life is on the line every time they pull someone over, which is probably true. I think that that's factual and correct. The other side is, I know when I get pulled over, my heart's beating a million miles an hour. Mm-hmm. I'm very nervous. I am not comfortable in any way. That's not a comfortable situation. So I would just ask for a little grace if I'm kind of fumbling with my ID, or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I think both things can be true. So to me, that officer watching that is ridiculous for how he acted, and I hope he learns a lesson from this. But I also do think that, I'll just speak for myself, that's all I can do. Mm-hmm. I would not immediately start yelling, don't knock on my window like that, when someone taps on my window. I wouldn't immediately put my window up when they've asked me not to put my window up. Why am I bringing any more unnecessary strife or angst to this situation that is already not fun for anybody? I'm going to do exactly what I'm told to do. Show me your ID. I'm going to try to find my ID. That wasn't the case. Get out of the car. I'll try to get out of the car as quickly as possible. That wasn't the case. So my point is not to say Tyreek Hill was not mistreated. I think that what happened was fairly ridiculous. But I think that there's some both sides to this, that we all want to just dispute whatever we disagree with and confirm our prior, if that makes sense. And I don't think that that's always the fairest way to go.
Yeah, I mean, again, if I don't have a better way to say it, but I think you said it very well. The, you know, the desire to make this a microcosm of some sort of larger phenomenon, and you see, you know, you wait for weeks and months to get a video that proves something. I'm not in the business of doing that. You know, I think the whole thing is unfortunate. I don't love Drew Rosenhaus kind of coming off the top rope, by the way, and demanding firings. I don't think that creates the thing that we want. What do we want ultimately, right? What's our end game? Do we want this to be more adversarial between officers of the law and the community? That's not what I hear in general. I think people want the opposite of that. I don't think we want it to be as adversarial as it's been at times or has felt at times. So when there's a mistake, and seems to be there clearly was, let's call it that, now we're firing somebody, now you force the police union to step in, and now they're going to resist that, and no one's going to be happy about it. Again, it's very unfortunate, and it doesn't feel good.
I think that hopefully police officers who see that go, that's not how I would have handled that. He shouldn't handle it that way, and I'm not going to handle things that way. But similarly, I think if you're the member of the community, you, me, Ryan, the guy that's not the cop, you watch that and you go, here's a lesson. I'm not going to put up my window. I'm not going to yell that they tapped on my window too hard and some of the things that, you know, Hill took issue with. And I think both of those things can be true. Daris, let's get to Commanders Survivor on a Tuesday on G&D. So, with the verdict, the one producer back in studio today, Daris Dameron, has been tabulating the votes. What can you tell us?
What I can tell you is that it was really, really close when it came to who was getting voted off. I'm just kidding. It's Emmanuel Forbes. You have been dismissed.
He committed two penalties on the way off the island, too.
Emmanuel Forbes, it took not even one full week of football, because I think we already knew that was coming at about halftime, it felt like. So he is getting booted. Your time here is done, which brings us to immunity for week two. No matter how bad they play, they can't go home thanks to their week one performance. Who gets immunity?
Your first.
Sorry, Daris.
No, go for it. You got it.
Oh, sorry. So for immunity, it actually was relatively close here. But it goes to Brian Robinson.
B-Rob.
It was Brian Robinson. Jaden Daniels was a close second, but B-Rob, he gets it. The immunity for week one.
I'm stunned that it was not Jaden Daniels. Are you?
No. I think the people that saw Jaden Daniels run are excited about it voted. I think everyone else that kind of went, hey, there was some meat left on the bone there when it comes to throwing the football or some of the other things. The helmet coming off or otherwise. Recognize that Brian Robinson had a really good game.
B-Rob will be around in week three. Everyone else will be playing for their Commander's Survivor lives in week two. So there you go. Every Tuesday on Grant and Danny, there will only be one Commander to win in 2024.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It is time for your Nationals starting lineups and pitching matchups, presented by The Window Man. Since 1989, The Window Man's been the educational window company. Get your free, no-pressure, in-home estimate at thewindowman.com or at their Fairfax showroom.
Opposite old friend Ronaldo Lopez. Yes, that Ronaldo Lopez on the mound is Mackenzie Gore for your Washington Nationals. Leading off by shortstop. Check. Abrams batting second in left field. The James Wood batting third, doing the catching. K-Bear Ruiz, that is not a misprint. Batting fourth, your DH, Andres Chaparro. Batting fifth at third base, Jose Tenya. Batting sixth at second base, Luis Garcia. Batting seventh at right field, Dylan Cruz. Batting eighth at first base, Joey Gallo. And batting ninth in center field, your guy, my guy, our guy, Jacob Young.
Attaboy, J.Y. Let's do this thing.
Here we go.
Mackenzie Gore on the bump, the 25-year-old lefty looking to make it four straight quality starts. He's got his season back on track. He's a good outing away from leading this team in ERA among starting pitchers this season. Six innings, one run with just one hit allowed and nine strikeouts in a masterpiece last time out. Those are the last three starts for Mackenzie Gore. How about our Nats game day weather presented by Pepco? Storm season's here. We know a little prep makes a big difference. Get storm informed at pepco.com/stormprep. It has been absolutely beautiful out here in Ashburn today. Back in studio in D.C. Darris, how are things at Nats Park tonight?
It is just as beautiful here in southeast D.C. Not a cloud in the sky. 85 degrees here first pitch. Going to dip into the mid to low 70s as the game goes on. Will be a great night at Nats Park. Let's get a win over the Braves. How about that?
All out.
Already a lot of wins over the Braves this year.
Am I right?
The very Nationals series victory over Atlanta. You just can't beat it. You did mention James Young and Dylan Cruz in that lineup tonight, Danny. Nice little reminder for people. We've got James Wood and Cruz gear in our 106.7 The Fan merch store. You can check out our Cruz Wood 2024 shirts. You can grab a We've Got Wood hoodie for the fall. It's starting to get cooler. Or a Cruz Missile t-shirt. Go to 106.7thefanshop.com if you need any of that gear. What a day today for us.
Gorgeous.
Out here in Ashburn. It was a blast. We talked to Mark Rippon, which was cool. Steve Buckant stopped by. We did our first weekly hit with Austin Eckler this season. If you missed any of that, thefandc.com, grantanddanny.com/audio. Just a blast of a show out here at 1757.
It was a blast, man. It's perfect weather out here in the tent. Just gorgeous. What a day.
For Danny and for Ryan on site, for Darris back in studio, I'm Grant saying so long. Thank you for making the program part of your day. Enjoy Nats Baseball with Charlie and Dave.
Thank you for coming.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.